This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a teachers' union distances itself from a protest sick out at Springer Memorial and criticizes what it sees as efforts to exploit the controversy. The DLP again calls for the firing of the education minister over the Springer Memorial debacle. The elderly getting an ease on driver's license recertification requirements. Venezuelan legislators sign a major deal in Barbados to settle long-standing political crisis. And U.S. President Biden visits Israel, and the World Health Organization chief says the situation in Gaza is spiraling out of control. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, BSTU, has distanced itself from a sick out by more than 20 teachers at the Springer Memorial School. The teachers are allegedly unhappy with the outcome of a meeting with those responsible for a controversial security simulation at the school. While the BSTU confirms it's aware of the sick out, President Marianne Resman says the people at the school who are represented by her union are not involved.
The BSTU is not in any way involved in any type of industrial action at the Springer Memorial School. On the contrary, our main concern in all this is supporting the staff of the school, and in doing so, in further analyzing the mistake and the misstep in the simulation process that occurred, and in seeking to have those addressed in relation to any future simulations and drills at any school on the island. We are concerned with the emotional and psychological well-being of staff and students, and we are seeking to offer support in that regard.
Ms. Redman criticizes what she sees as attempts to exploit the controversy.
As a union, however, we would really be appreciative if the staff and students of the school are left to address the issue with the help of professionals. They're not to be used to further any agendas of individuals or groups in this society. The school needs time to settle and heal, and it would work in the best interest of the students and teachers if that were allowed to happen.
As president of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Marianne Redman. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party continues to call for the resignation or dismissal of the Minister of Education. DLP second vice president and spokesman on labour matters, Walter Maloney, has also voiced support for the sick out.
The staff has been defending their rights to initiate any form of industrial action that will force the employer to sit and address their grievances. The refusal of an apology strengthens the point that there is no respect for the teachers, children, parents, or guardians. The PTA, student bodies, along with the unions, should continue to seek answers. This country cannot allow the Ministry of Education and by extension the government to continue to treat our children, teachers, auxiliary staff, parents, and guardians with utter disrespect. The Democratic Labour Party calls on the Prime Minister to do what is right and just and remove this albatross from around the necks of our children.
DLP second vice president and spokesman on labor matters, Walter Maloney. The elderly are getting an ease on the driver's license recertification requirements. This was included in amendments to the Road Traffic Act passed in the House of Assembly yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Antia Bradshaw, outlined the changes, which she says follow representation from the Barbados Association of Retired Persons.
But what we have done is that Section 7 of the Road Traffic Act will now be amended and substituted with a clause which states that where the holder of a driving license is A, 75 years of age and not more than 85 years of age, the license of that holder may be renewed for a period not exceeding 2 years from the date of issue. Or B, if the holder of a driving license is over the age of 85 years of age, the license of that holder may be renewed for a period of 1 year from the date of issue.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Meantime, Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Davidson Ishmael, says his ministry has not rolled out the digital platforms for the new Trident ID cards. He was responding to the concerns of some Barbadians who believe the government has been forcing citizens to change over to the new card.
The Trident ID that we have rolled out recently is phase one of this overall modernization effort. Phase one, the replacement of the old ID with a new, better, more secure and smart enabled ID is phase one of the rollout of this initiative. Phase two, Mr. Speaker, is when we will then introduce a digital ID. We have not introduced a digital ID in Barbados yet. I continue to hear people talking about the forcing us to get a digital ID. We're not forcing anyone to get any digital ID, Mr. Speaker.
He's reassuring Barbadians that the Trident card is safe.
There is a physical replacement to your physical ID card known as a Trident ID card, a better ID card. A much better, a safer ID card, a more secure ID card. We thought it necessary to go that route, and we have done it. And as was said earlier today, over 230,000 people have already applied for. And I believe, Mr. Speaker, that the people of Barbados are demonstrating that they are confident in this platform, the Trident ID.
Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Davidson Ishmael. The Venezuelan government has signed a major deal with that country's main opposition in a bid to end the political crisis between both sides and also relax U.S. sanctions imposed on the South American country's energy sector. The signing took place at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center yesterday, which was chosen as a neutral location for both parties to work towards a peaceful resolution. Acting Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott, who was at the historic signing, spoke about the significance of the agreement.
The conclusion of these negotiations and what they portend has major significance, not only for the people of Venezuela, but also for all Caribbean states, where there is recognition of the Caribbean Sea as a zone of peace. This is a message that Barbados and its regional neighbors have been repeating in all regional and international fora, and that it is never too late for dialogue. Venezuela has always been helpful to the Caribbean. Whenever energy crises have loomed, from the San Jose Accord in the 1980s to the Petro-Caribe Energy Initiative in 2005.
He renewed Barbados' commitment to maintain dialogue with Venezuela.
Now that the process has been concluded and Venezuela moves towards regaining its economic independence, we are looking forward in the very near future to a Petro-Caribe II arrangement. Just as dialogue has brought a positive outcome in this process, we, as members of the Caribbean community, look forward to continued dialogue with Venezuela on matters of regional interest. The next few months will be very important for Venezuela. Barbados pledges its support as you implement the provisions of the agreement. We stand ready to play our part.
Acting Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He pledges U.S. support and says last night's hospital attack in Gaza appears to have been caused by the other team. Hamas, Palestinian authorities, and other countries blame Israel for the explosion, which Hamas says killed 500 people. Meantime, World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus warned the situation in Gaza is spiraling out of control. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, he said that the WHO's supplies have been stuck at the border for 4 days, adding, "Every second we wait to get medical aid in, we lose lives." The WHO Director General called for the violence on all sides to stop and immediate access to start delivering life-saving materials to Gaza. Recapping the headlines. A teachers union distances itself from a protest sick-out at Springer Memorial and criticizes what it sees as efforts to exploit the controversy. The DLP again calls for the firing of the Minister of Education over the Springer Memorial debacle. The elderly getting an ease on the driver's license recertification requirements. Venezuelan legislators sign a major deal in Barbados to settle a long-standing political crisis. And U.S. President Biden visits Israel, and the World Health Organization chief says the situation in Gaza is spiraling out of control. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to The Latest News or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.